Former top Russia advisor is meeting with impeachment investigators ahead of the House's first showdown over the probe. AP Sagar Magani has more.
Tim Morrison's testimony comes a day after he stepped down as the National Security Council's Russia and European Affairs chief. He's the first White House political appointee to testify in the probe, and what he says may be central in a push to remove the president from office. Morrison was in the middle of an in-house fight over Rudy Giuliani's activities in Ukraine and will be asked to explain the sinking feeling he said he got when the president demanded Ukraine investigate Joe Biden and 2016 election meddling. Morrison's testimony comes even as the House votes on a resolution setting ground rules for impeachment, which the Democrat-led chamber is certain to approve. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials in South Korea say the North has fired more projectiles amid stalled nuclear talks. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
South Korea's military says the North has fired two projectiles towards its eastern sea, an apparent resumption of weapons tests aimed at ramping up pressure on Washington over a stalemate in nuclear negotiations. North Korea's latest launch follows statements of displeasure by top government officials over the negotiations with the U.S. and demands that the Trump administration ease sanctions and pressure on Pyongyang. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India has formally implemented legislation that removes Indian-controlled Kashmir's semi-autonomous status and begins direct federal rule of the disputed area. Government forces were on high alert to prevent anti-India protests or rebel attacks. A car bomb killed at least eight people on Thursday in a vegetable market in a northern region of Syria held by Turkish-led forces. From Washington, this is VOA News. Fire swept through a Pakistani train on Thursday, killing at least 71 people and injuring nearly 40. Reuters' Megan Revel reports.
A fire swept through a Pakistani train on Thursday, killing scores of people and injuring nearly 40, in the country's worst rail disaster in nearly 15 years. Government officials said a gas canister exploded, which passengers were using to cook breakfast. But several survivors questioned the official line, saying they believed it was due to a fault with the train's electrical system. The disaster occurred in the south of Punjab province. The train was travelling from Karachi to the city of Rawalpindi, where a religious conference is taking place. Many died after leaping from the moving train, trying to escape the flames.
That is Reuters' Megan Revel reporting. At least five people are dead in the southern Philippines after it was struck by a powerful 6.5 magnitude earthquake Thursday, the third one to hit the region this month. The region is already struggling from the previous tremors that killed 13 people. Hundreds of people were injured today and scores of buildings were destroyed or damaged in the two quakes. A new report by Human Rights Watch documents what it says are mounting atrocities by CIA-trained Afghan fighters and growing civilian casualties at the hands of both U.S. and Afghan forces. AP's Matt Small reports.
The advocacy group's 50-page report comes following a nearly two-year look into allegations of rights abuses by American-backed Afghan forces, which include extrajudicial killings. Instead of stability, the report says the units have undermined Afghan institutions and put many Afghans at risk. Human Rights Watch says any peace deal to end Afghanistan's 18-year war should also decide their fate by either disbanding them or bringing them under the control of the Defense Ministry. The report also demands investigations into whether U.S. forces committed war crimes in Afghanistan. I'm Matt Small.
It's a happy day here in Washington after the Washington Nationals won their first World Series with a Game 7 win over the Houston Astros. AP's Craig Heist reports.
The Nationals came from a two-run deficit, scoring three runs in the seventh, one in the eighth, and two more in the ninth to beat the Astros 6-2 and win their first World Series in franchise history. Trailing 2-0 in the seventh, Anthony Rendon homered off Astros starter Zach Greinke. Later, Howie Kendrick hit a two-run shot off Will Harris. Juan Soto added an RBI single and Adam Eaton a two-run single. Steven Strasburg earned MVP honors. Nats skipper Dave Martinez couldn't say enough about Rendon and Kendrick.
Those are two guys that when a big moment arises, you want them up there. And they've come through all year long for us in big ways. They have the knack to just stay calm and do what they need to do. And you saw that tonight.
Patrick Corbin got the win with three scoreless innings in relief. I'm Craig Heist.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.